Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, Lagos, welcome back. It's still the Morning Crossfire right here, 99.3 Nigerian for today's Thursday. And every Thursday, we take care of your health and we discuss important issues regarding healthcare in Nigeria. It's Health Thursday right here on the Morning Crossfire, 99.3 Nigerian. For my name is Kofi Bartels. A very good morning to you. Thanks to Sheriff Quadri and Jimmy Disu for very, very interesting analysis of the big stories in today's newspaper's National Daily's concluding part of Daily's Today. All right, Health Thursday today looks at we're looking at the situation in Kaduna State. Of course, we've had some stories and news about an outbreak of Lassa fever at a military hospital. We want to find out what exactly is going on. We have a representative of the Nigerian government. I want to say that. But he's from the Nigeria Center for Disease Control, you know, the NCDC, very active during the COVID days and before and beyond, doing some great work. We'll introduce him shortly, ladies and gentlemen. But we'd like to hear from you. Feel free to call the numbers we usually advertise. Sincere apologies. I'm trying to get put some T's on top, across some T's and dots some I's. But I guess this morning on Health First Day is a deputy incident manager, National Lassa Fever Emergency Operations at the Nigeria Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Okpachi Abba is his name. He's a deputy incident manager, National Lassa Fever Emergency Operations Center. Nigeria Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Here to talk about the outbreak of Lassa fever in Kaduna State. He's actually in the field somewhere in Borno State and shows how hard they work, you know, to ensure that Nigerians are safe. We are single government, not to do anything. They are in the field, though, whether it's NCDC or even MBS. I know how they go to the field when they come up with those statistics. Okay, 0700-993-993-993. The federal government in a statement two days ago, precisely Tuesday, February 27, 2024, confirmed 14 cases of Lassa fever in the suspected outbreak in a military facility in Kaduna State. Last Friday, this is February 23, the DG of the Nigeria Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Jide Idris, he officially acknowledged that the outbreak of Lassa fever in Kaduna State. We had some news, but we weren't really sure. It's an army facility. And this is what the DG said, that the NCDC was notified by the Kaduna State Ministry of Health regarding deaths from suspected viral hemorrhagic fever at the 44 Nigeria Army Reference Hospital in Kaduna. Following this, the NCDC, he said, is collaborating with both institutions to investigate and respond comprehensively. Dr. Abba, can you please tell us some more about this outbreak of Lassa fever at the 44 Nigeria Army Reference Hospital? We hear some lives have been lost. Dr. Abba, if you can enable your audio, can you kindly expand on what exactly is going on there in Kaduna? Wait, Dr. Saba, you're muted. Please kindly unmute yourself. Hello, Dr. Apache Aba, can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Please go on.
I can be.
All right. So please tell us what the NCDC knows about the outbreak of this bout of Lassa fever in Kaduna State at a 44 Nigeria Army Reference Hospital.
Okay, so the index case was a 27-year-old female whose illness started about the 9th of February. Well, an index case is the first case that presents at a health facility. So, but they died on the 20th of February. The symptoms presented with were fever, headache, convulsion, bleeding. But the bleeding was after a bite due to the following the convulsion or during the convulsion. So after this, they have been a number of other cases. So far, a total of about 10 cases have been recorded there, and 6 samples that were received, 4 tested positive. I guess that is already out as information. 3 out of the 4 positive cases were lost, with the case fatality rate of 75%. There was 1 probable case. Probable case generally is a case that you think from all indications should be a Lassa fever case, but there was no test done. Either the person absconded or died before samples could be taken.
All right. So, just to confirm, how many have died from this particular incident at the 44 Army Reference Hospital in Kaduna State from Lassa fever?
So, like I had mentioned, 3 out of 4 positive cases died. Mm-hmm. And that is a case fatality rate of 75%. This is an unusual one. Okay. But the state and of course, the Nigeria Center for Disease Control under the leadership, the new DG, Dr. Jide Idris, swung into action. And there have been response teams on the ground. The state response team was activated immediately. Contacts have been line listed. Massive community engagements are on, calming the people that Lassa is not a death sentence. A high index of suspicion is what is required, and healthcare workers are being sensitized to increase the index of suspicion, because the thing about Lassa fever is it presents like any other febrile illness. You have a headache, you have the fever, you have the malaise, the sometimes cough, no cough, chest pain, no chest pain. You know, it is quite fluid. The myriad of the deck of symptoms. But generally, it will come like, you know, if general feeling of unwellness, bleeding, convulsion come at a much, much later time from the contact with the virus, which we should talk about. I guess that is going to come in soon.
Yes.
So, the period is between 3 to 21 days of the contact. So, I guess I would wait for that.
All right. Thank you. Fantastic. Yeah, for those of you listening, if you'd like to contribute, maybe with a question or you have a contribution, please feel free to call the number 0700-993-993-993. You can also call 02 for our female listeners, 0201-465-7190. And of course, we have a WhatsApp number available just for messages this time, 0809597-5805. 0809597-5805. 58055 for your WhatsApp messages on Facebook and X. Search on Nigeria Info FM on Nigeria Info 99.3. Of course, let's quickly remind you that the One Play NG lottery draws will be held live in the studio this morning before I go. So head on to the website www.oneplay.ng. That's number one and the word play together, oneplay.ng. Click on the box that has the logo of Nigeria Info 99.3 Lagos. All right, there's a button there that says play for 500 naira. You can buy one ticket, you know, one or two, but one ticket goes for 500 naira. We're giving out 10,000 naira to five lucky winners on the One Play Lottery live draws we'll have before I leave the studio this morning. So get playing, go to the website now, www.oneplay.ng, number one and the word play.ng. Doc, so please tell us about Lassa fever. How many cases are you following and monitoring across the country, apart from Kaduna? Yeah, Dr. Abba, you're muted. Can you mute yourself?
Okay.
Oh yeah, we can hear you now. Please go.
So yeah, I got the question. As at February 28th, they have been at 477 confirmed cases and 85 deaths, with a case fatality ratio of 17.8% in 24 states across, this coming from 89 local government areas. So these are confirmed cases.
Is it this year? Within which period, please? For this?
Within this year, yeah. From January 1st till 28th of February.
Okay.
This is the data available. The data available is for confirmed cases are 477, because they had a larger number as suspected, but those confirmed as cases are 477. 64% of all the confirmed cases actually were reported from three states. And remember, I had said that the 477 confirmed cases are from 24 states, meaning 24 states have reported at least one confirmed case since the beginning of the year 2024, and this, you know, shows the spread. So going back to the 64% of all the cases being from three states, they are Ondo, Edo, and Bauchi. Ondo reporting 25% of the cases, Edo 23, Bauchi 16.
Okay, interesting. What is it about Lassa? Okay, we have a caller coming through. I'll put him or she. Oh, it is a lost that. Sorry about that. I didn't see the call earlier. 0700-993-993-993. What is it about? I mean, you talked about the cases outside of the one in Kaduna. We've had a 17% fatality rate, but for the case in Kaduna, this recent bout, it's a 75% fatality rate. What accounts for the high fatality we're recording in Kaduna? Is it known yet, based on your findings? We'll come to you shortly to answer that question. Dr. Abba, let's take this call. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome. Your name and contribution or question?
Simon, a question.
Yeah, what's your name?
Yeah, it's not related. Let me start from the beginning, from where I want to start.
Is it related to what we're talking about?
No, it's regarding the last edition. That's last Thursday. I just want to clarify a point.
Okay, we want to stick to what we're talking about now. Maybe you can send a message to our WhatsApp line, 0809597-5805. Dr. Abba, so tell us about this high fatality rate. Is it known why it is this high for the latest one in Kaduna State?
Okay, so it began as high, and which is not extraordinary for outbreaks, okay, especially in regions or states that are not known to be endemic.
All right.
with the disease. So an endemic state or region is where the threshold is higher for you to declare an outbreak. Usually, one case of Lassa fever is an outbreak, because it's a viral hemorrhagic fever. But in some places that are more endemic, the threshold is higher. So Kaduna, it doesn't come as one of those places. And this is one of the characteristics of outbreaks. It doesn't follow our maps. It doesn't usually follow our maps or timings or leanings. There are things that could lead to this. But that was as at that time, at the beginning. Currently, it is much lower. It is much lower. It's about because then there were three cases. Now, from that beginning, the first report till now, it is 6 out of the 10 confirmed cases, CFR of 60%. But as I mentioned, the Kaduna State Government immediately they made a press release. They briefed the public. Also, the leadership of the 44 Army Reference Hospital at the press release. And so there was that collaboration with the Nigeria Center for Disease Control under the leadership of Dr. Jide Idris, providing immediate support or prepositioning of response materials and sensitizing communities immediately, distributing IEC materials as information, education and communication materials, and engaging the public immediately. Okay. So, yeah, I think the fears have been quite allayed over at Kaduna now, and response to the teams on ground.
Okay. For the states, the 24 states that you were referring to that you've recorded, NCDC has recorded cases, at least one, of Lassa fever. Is Lagos part of them? And if so, tell us some more about Lagos State.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Lagos is one of those states. Lagos is not one of the endemic states for Lassa fever. Of course, being the most populated state in Nigeria, also being in the west, where we not so close to Ondo, but of course being in that region, it's actually great to know that the endemicity of Lassa fever around Ondo, Edo has not occurred in Lagos. Yes, there was a case of Lassa fever in Lagos State that has been reported, and this is just that came in week 6
of
2024. Yes.
Okay, so just one case of Lassa fever in 2024 in Lagos State.
Sorry, just say again.
So you're just saying one case of Lassa fever reported in Lagos State in 2024.
Okay, well, what I mean by the one case is confirmed case.
All right.
One confirmed, yes. There were three suspected cases, but a total of 6 suspected cases, but one was confirmed.
All right. This one confirmed case, is any sort of tracing to know how he or she contacted the disease?
Okay, so yes, investigations were done, preliminary investigations, and then in-depth investigations are ongoing. A team is even arriving to support Lagos from today. I learned yesterday, a team is supposed to be on ground to support the activities of the Lagos State Ministry of Health, and then they will also provide more information.
Hold the thought. We want to go for a short, quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk some more about Lagos State. Stay with us, please.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's still the morning crossfire right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Dr. Pachaba is still with us. He is from the Nigeria Center for Disease Control. As a matter of fact, he is a deputy incident manager at National Lassa Fever Emergency Operations Center at the Nigeria Center for Disease Control and Prevention, NCDC. So it means that if anything happens, he's there. If there's any outbreak, he's there. I hope I'm right, Dr. Opachiaba. He joins us. He's on the field as we speak. He's in Borno State on the field. It shows you that these agencies of government, they work, contrary to what some of you believe. All right, welcome back. My name is Kofi Patel. 0700-993-993-993. Yes, this Lassa fever, latest one, the outbreak may be in Kaduna State. But like you heard from the doctor, the incident, infection rate is quite high. The fatality rate, rather, is quite high. He said about 70-75%. And it's something they're concerned about. But we all want to know how it affects all of us in Nigeria. Kaduna is part of Nigeria. But he also was telling us about Lagos State, that in 2024, they have had one confirmed case. He was trying to give us some more information regarding that. He said that this was out of 6 suspected cases, 1 confirmed case in Lagos so far. It's nothing to be alarmed about, but he's just here to give us information, not to alarm us or to scare you. No. They're in control, they're in charge. He says the NCDC has sent a team to collaborate with the Lagos State health authorities, to try and make sure they bring any other situation under control, really. Dr. Abba, tell us some more about the Lagos State. I was asking you, and you were telling us about the investigation to know where this person contracted the disease. So back to you. Kindly unmute yourself, Dr. Okpache Abba.
While you were on earlier, yeah, you were starting the session, you had mentioned 75% as the case fatality rate for Kaduna. Just to have that in proper perspective, yes, that was mentioned, but that was at the beginning.
Okay.
But I already cleared that currently it is down to 60%.
Sorry, thank you very much for that clarification.
From confirmed cases.
All right. Thank you.
So on to Lagos. Mm-hmm. Well, we had said that there's just been let me not say just, because one case it's very very important. So we. We are only supporting the efforts of the Lagos. Of which you have highlighted. They have actually taken decisive steps. Please, my internet was interrupted.
Okay.
Can you confirm that?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yes, we can hear you. Please go on.
Okay. Yeah, so Lagos State Ministry of Health took very decisive steps, and some of the investigation is still on. More information about this will be provided by the Lagos State Ministry of Health. But what we can say is that cases are not increasing in Lagos, but the index of suspicion has been heightened, and healthcare workers are being sensitized, even at the across all the LGAs. And of course, you know, Lagos is a state that has a lot of influx. People go in and come in a lot, so there is increased risk communication. Healthcare workers are being sensitized. Interestingly, testing for Lassa fever is free, and Lagos State has a testing laboratory in collaboration with the Nigeria Center for Disease Control. We have about 9 testing centers, and more centers are being assessed for optimization, and the new DG is building on the former DG's increase in number of testing capacities.
Right.
Will increase that. But Lagos has always had a testing center.
All right.
Yeah. And testing is free.
Free. All right. Yes. Interesting. Let's go to the disease itself. Viral hemorrhagic fever, Lassa fever, are they the same thing? What is Lassa fever? When I hear hemorrhage, I think of blood. You're the expert. Tell us what exactly is Lassa fever and what causes it. What do we need to know about it, Dr. Pochama?
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes. Viral hemorrhagic fevers are a class of disease that have fever as a mainstream kind of symptom. It doesn't appear in all, but the hemorrhagic there, yes, you're right, it relates to blood, can lead to bleeding through from the orifices, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, and other openings in the body. But I must say this, that this usually comes at a much later stage of the infection. And we say this, that early presentation is key. That Nigerians, it's our collective responsibility to maintain personal hygiene, and we'll come to what we should do. But talking more about the disease, it is caused by a virus. The name Lassa actually comes from where it was first identified.
I see.
It was first identified in Lassa Town, in Borno State. So that is why they call it the Lassa fever.
Okay.
Actually, before then they had been around West Africa, especially as Sierra Leone, cases with, they could now relate to similar symptoms. But the first identification of what causes it was in Lassa, where two missionaries, foreign missionaries, died, and the samples were taken and analysis was done, and it was discovered that a virus caused this.
Sorry,
so should we go on now to
How is it contracted? Yes, thank you. Modes of transmission, thank you.
Okay, modes of transmission. It's by direct contact with urine, feces, saliva, blood of infected rats. Of course, contact with household items and surfaces contaminated with the urine, the feces, and saliva, blood of rats can also lead to that. Consuming water contaminated, or food contaminated with feces or saliva of or blood of infected rats also can lead to that. I must say that the rats are the reservoirs. The particular rat is the multi-mammate rat. But you can't tell rats to flip over that you want to confirm they are multi-mammate. They have many breasts for you to know.
Oh,
and it's not only in those ones. They have been found in other rodents, and there is a current finding that some other household animals, like pigs or dogs, have become reservoirs of it. But this is, more findings are being done.
All right.
So, but the rats, the multi-mammate rats. Their urine, their feces, the saliva, the blood, and then person-to-person transmission can also occur through the blood, the fluids of, even vomit, the fluids of an infected person. Transmit the signs and symptoms usually begin to appear, as I said earlier, between 3 to 21 days of contact. And it presents initially like any other febrile illness, such as malaria. So early treatment and diagnosis increases chance of survival.
All right.
The symptoms, sore throat, general body pain, weakness, like we had said before, vomiting, diarrhea, muscle pain, chest. It's a myriad of symptoms. No single person has all of it. But the bleeding, so to allay your fears, the bleeding, unexplainable most times, is usually at later stages if treatment is not stopped early.
All right. That's very important information. Talk to us about risk factors. You doctors always talk about risk factors. Is that the case in this situation?
Oh, sure. Yeah, they definitely are risk factors. First, we are experiencing climate change, and this has affected even looking at it from the One Health angle, that is the human, the animal, and the environment triangle. More bushes are being burnt, less food is available at this period for the rodents. They look towards human habitations to feed, and that is the rats bringing Lassa home. Also, hygiene, the personal hygiene, is one of those factors. Our dump sites should be far away from human habitations as much as possible. Dustbins should be closed and emptied as frequently as possible, reducing the chances of the rodent-human contact. And then other aspects of personal hygiene, the washing of the hands with under running water, with soap or using of sanitizer, and covering our food. Very importantly, we covering our food so that rats do not have access to it. The dry food, the cooked food, the ones left over the night. This food storage, the holes that rats use to access our homes should be blocked. Some are engaged.
Yeah, please go on. Sorry about that.
Okay. So, environmental sanitation. And then just to mention this, we at the National Center for Disease Control, they activated the DG activated the incident management system in January in response to increasing number of cases, and the Emergency Operation Center coordinating it actually has many pillars. The technical working group that translated to the emergency phase has many pillars, and it's collaborative. Other ministries, departments, and partners are involved, mentioning environment, the Minister of Environment, who lead on the environmental aspects.
Yeah, talking about the environmental aspect, a lot needs to be done in that regard, Dr. Okpachaba, because, in some countries, there are laws that say you can't sell food without it being covered. Maybe you put it in a show glass, but not a show glass, but the one that has net, if you can't afford a glass. But here we find that people sell all sorts of things in the open. Flies perch on them. For instance, Gary is one of the major things that rats feast in. Sometimes when you buy your custard bucket of Gary from the market, and you see rat feces inside. I remember some years ago, I used to see rat feces in the Gary. You just have to imagine that the market woman store was a playground. That Gary, bowl of Gary, or basin, was a playground. They were playing in it.
You have a lot of imaginations.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not alone on that. Yeah.
So what can we do in terms of regulations to ensure that on the environmental and hygiene aspect, that we're protected food-wise?
Oh, okay, thank you very much. Yes, definitely the government is not sitting on this. Like I said, it is a collaboration, and the Minister of Environment is actually they're taking the steps to mitigate this. Yes, there's also a lot apart from rodent control activities that they lead on, which the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center at the Nigeria Center for Disease Control coordinates. There's rodent control in high boarding states, working with their desk officers, and then sometimes sending teams.
I've never seen any rodent control in my life in this country. But I'll come back to you on that. Please hold the thought. Sorry about that. We have a caller on the line. Hello, good morning. What's your name and contribution?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doctor. This is Oboli calling from Ikorodu.
All right, good to hear from you.
Doctor, I have a question, please. I remember Lassa fever broke out a couple of years back. So I'm wondering, don't you think if precautionary measures were taken rather than reactive measures, it would have forestalled this? That's number one. Number two, for areas that this Lassa fever is quite endemic, do you think it has to do with the poor medical facilities in that area? What do you think is responsible for this outbreak that is so severe, since Lagos State is not like that? Thanks and God bless.
All right, Mr. Boley, you've eloquently mashed out your question. I think you should be sitting in this chair. Thank you very much for your time. All right. Dr. Adam, yes.
Very important question. Just came very directly, importantly. Yes. Okay, thank you. So about being proactive about it, I would like to, you know, state very categorically, and also, you know, you would agree easily that if proactive measures were not being taken, it should have been a lot more. You said it broke out a few years ago, meaning you know, you didn't hear anything for a very long time. So the Ministry of Health over at Lagos, the NCDC, and then the ministries of health across the country actually take a lot of steps in integrated disease, you know, surveillance and response from the ward level, the communities, to the local governments, to the LGA level as local government, to state levels, to with support from partners. So that is why you actually had a break, so to say. Proactive measures are being taken. However, more needs to be done.
All right.
And then talking about where we have them in endemic, the endemic the reasons are a few of them, and I can mention. To begin, you mentioned poor health facilities. That is about the last stage of the determinants to see the outcome. First of all, it is the low index of suspicion. No, even before that, the way we behave, requiring behavioral change. Not everybody is at the same level of knowledge. Yeah, Kofi, you mentioned that you bought Gary some time, you know, and then you see rat feces and you'd be wondering, you know, did the rat have a field day on that? So spreading food openly in some of these places, and a lot of work actually has gone into risk communication, community engagement, engaging with special groups on this. Then the myth that it is witchcraft, it is not it, or it is something else, is another one. Not presenting early for treatment.
Okay.
Personal self-medication is one of those factors.
All right.
It's headache, and then so it's a combination.
Doctor, before you go, I'll give you maybe a minute to talk up, to just give a message, a final word to those listeners on what they need to do, you know, just re-echo what you've said. But also, just in maybe 30 seconds, tell us about the de-ratification exercise that the federal government announced. Is this something the NCDC is aware of? Can you speak to that very briefly, please?
Okay, so beginning from that, and then ending with the last words.
Yeah, in about in a minute. Yeah.
Okay, in the whole of 60 seconds. Thank you. The ratification exercises are not new. A number of them have been done in endemic states, in some of the states like Ekeboyin recently, some time ago. Yeah, not so long ago. And then the communities, although the findings are still coming around, those communities the rats, you know, are removed from, and then you get to see that probably about a percentage up to 30%, sometimes 40 or less, 25% are the mastomys, the ones that carry the rats, are beginning to record fewer cases. And so this is more or less maybe increasing it. The Ministry of Health has come out clearly on some of on those, that and other strategies. And in conclusion, to make it very clear that the Nigeria Center for Disease Control and Prevention has adequate public health system to diagnose and respond to cases of Lassa fever in Nigeria. Nigerians, our collective responsibility to maintain personal and environmental hygiene. We healthcare workers are encouraged to remain vigilant in a vigilant detection, immediate presentation, and health facilities to increase chances of
Thank
survival.
You very much.
Call your yeah.
Thank you very much.
Call your
yeah.
Yes, I wanted to also add because they should know that they can call their local health authorities and report.
Right.
Very
Thank you very much.
If they.
All right, so Dr. Pachiba, the numbers for those who want to call the NCDC hotline in case they have any suspicion.
Okay, so yes, I had mentioned it is 6232.
All right.
NCDC hotline 6232, but remember to present early at the nearest health facility, and healthcare workers are advised to always practice standard infection prevention and control and maintain high index of suspicion. Back again, 6232. Is the number
from any phone line 6232. Dr. Pachiba from the NCDC, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us on the Morning Crossfire today, and please keep up the good work.
Okay.
Yes, Deputy Incident Officer. Thank you very much. Thank you so very kindly, sir. And that's the size of our package. We've done the live draw for the One Play Lottery, and we've picked the winners. So please check your phone. You'll get a call from OnePlay.ng. My name is Kofi Bartels. Please stay safe. If you have any suspicion, present yourself at the nearest health center and for checks. He's given us the symptoms you have to look out for, but also the prevention methods or measures you should take. Please let's all stay safe and stay clean and hygienic. My name is Kofi Bartels. Good morning.